Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'll tell you, I say it was a borderline perfect weekend for the Pats. You got the late night win for the Broncos, which wasn't ideal. The Bills won, which I want to get to. So they're still kind of fake lingering in the division, I think. Although something happens tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Bills win again while you're on the bye. All of a sudden that game shapes up pretty massively coming off the bye week. But I don't anticipate the Patriots losing tonight. That Houston team who beat the Colts has done you a lot of favors the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
They absolutely neutralized Josh Allen and the Bills. They beat the Colts yesterday. You know who they have next, Keith?
Who they got next?
Kansas City.
Oh!
So that Houston, and they play the Colts again.
Yeah.
That Houston team can do a lot of dirty work for you.
They might just do enough dirty work to get into the playoffs
and then
be a really good defense.
And then be a team you don't want to face. That's true.
Although, I don't know about Stroud. He seems like, now he was coming back off an injury.
Yeah, you might have been a little more locked in wire to wire on that game.
Yeah, he's not great.
He's not, but that team has won a playoff game in 2 years straight.
Yeah.
So I don't have disrespect for Stroud. He's not what I thought he was going to be 2 years ago. Like when he first came into the league,
yeah,
I thought he was going to be the next big thing, and I don't think he's that.
That's a little bit of a, worry. I don't know if you'd be worried necessarily, but when you see Drake May and you're like, well, what's stopping him from being the stud?
No, 100%.
He's a good example because Jaden Daniels is maybe more injury. And you're like, all right, he's just hurt right now. And I know Stroud missed a couple games with a concussion, but when we've seen him after his rookie year, you're right. He looked like the guy that might like pass Herbert and like be closer to Burrow, Allen, and Jackson and Mahomes. And Now you're like, I don't really know. Like he's clearly an NFL starter, but he's not the same thing. But anyway.
So, I mean, look, we talked about Jordan Love earlier. Jordan Love, there was a lot of early hype for when he got the job. Same thing with Stroud. Same thing with Daniels. I agree. That's probably more injury related. But if you want a cautionary tale or just a worry that we like hyped up Drake May too quickly.
Yeah, that's a guy you look at.
Those would be guys to point to. I just think the level that Drake May was playing at earlier this year, and it has tapered off a little bit in the last month. The level he was playing at, though, was so far above what any of those guys were doing. He was putting up Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes numbers in their MVP seasons for a long stretch. And in some cases, longer than what those guys had done. So he was playing like Hall of Fame quarterbacks in the best stretch of their careers. So I do think he's leveled up even beyond them when they were getting all this hype. But if you want to point to those guys and say, we do this all the time with quarterbacks, we overreact, we overhype them, and then we wind up tearing them down, Stroud would be a great example of that.
Mm-hmm.
But the Colts, I don't believe in them. And it turns out, a couple of these quarterbacks now in the AFC are hurt. Aaron Rodgers got hurt again yesterday.
Yeah.
Got crumpled. He was hurt going into the game.
Yeah, he looked like a mess.
And then Daniel Jones is playing through a broken fibula.
Apparently he's got a broken fibula.
So, like, I already didn't believe
in him. Taping it up.
But
Sauce Gardner got hurt. And I was not a quarterback, but
good point, too. Yeah. Sauce Gardner, which we thought was an Achilles, or at least I did, when it happened. Turns out it's a calf strain, which sometimes is a precursor for that. But, okay. Now, Daniel Jones, who I already didn't believe in, now is hurt on top of it. Like, you can kill off that Colts team. They scare me zero.
Agreed. Yeah, they were never high on my list. I was like, all right, well, Jonathan Taylor's really good, but you're going to need more than that. Like, I think if you're going to need a great defense. Like, if it was the Texans defense, maybe, with like a Jonathan Taylor type running game, and then like that combination
totally
and a quarterback
different.
That doesn't turn over. But like, no, their whole thing, like I don't. I mean, they. What's crazy? They might not even. They looked like they were running away with that division. Now, not only are they not in the division lead, like they might not make the playoffs. Like I wouldn't cash the Colts make the playoffs ticket just yet.
Okay.
Do you think Houston could pass them?
Texans are a game back. They already won a game with them head to head, and again, they have another game.
Yep,
so yeah, Houston game. Could definitely pass them. Buffalo has the same record. The Chargers have the same record. Jacksonville has the same record, although that keeps the Colts in
so
play in
right
the division.
Now, the best teams that are outside of the playoffs, and I'll only go with the 500 or better, right? I think even though the Dolphins won again, like they're cooked. I would say the Texans, Steelers, and Chiefs. It only one of those teams needs to pass the Colts.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't even know if the Colts make the playoffs.
Right.
Like, that's pretty crazy.
And people were like,
they're like the one seed.
People
were
like,
ago.
They're getting no respect. Yeah. They might be the best team in the AFC.
Nah, they might be home.
We get a lot of stuff wrong.
Every day.
But that's one that this show never believed in the Indianapolis Colts.
No, they've lost 3 out of 4. You mentioned their schedule. I mean, Jacksonville twice. Suddenly, those are really tough games. So let's say they even split with Jacksonville. They also play Seattle and San Fran and Houston. Okay, like they're not making the playoffs.
Kiss them goodbye.
I think ooh, I got it out. The Jones and Keefe playoff predictor? 0%.
Oh, no, really?
Too much?
No, I like
10%?
It.
10%? I feel like the playoff predictor should be 100% or 0%.
That's the way the playoff predictor should work. It's 0 or 100. It's a binary playoff predictor.
If you had to guess right now, they're in or they're out.
Out.
Yeah.
Well, now that you read me the schedule.
Well, yeah. It's a gauntlet. Everyone's like, the Bears schedule. What about the Colts?
Well, and you did say this last year with the Bears, and the Bears are a different team, and the Bears right now are the one seed in the NFC, as we were illustrating earlier.
Yeah.
But a year ago, you could see that coming with the Bears. The Colts might be that same team. It's still Daniel Jones. And for as good as Jonathan Taylor is, he has been neutralized a little bit the last couple of weeks.
Uh-huh.
The Chiefs really took him out last week, and the Texans did to a degree yesterday. Those are two really good defenses. But if you can limit him whatsoever, Daniel Jones isn't going to beat you, and that defense isn't any good.
And their one win in the last four games was the Berlin overtime game against the Falcons,
who lost to the Jets yesterday.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm not taking the Colts.
Oh, the Colts are done.
They might lose out.
See you later.
617-779-7937. All right. Based on all that, Keith, we've illustrated that the Pats can play with anyone. They're playing as good a football as anyone. We all watched the rest of the league Thursday, Friday, yesterday. Got a real good view, real good gauge for the second time in a couple of weeks. When the Pats are on Thursday Night Football, you got to do the same thing. You'll get to do it again next week when the Pats are on the bye week. I don't see another team where I look at them and go, the Pats cannot hang with that team.
I don't know how you could right
Maybe
now.
I thought it was the Rams going into the weekend. Not anymore.
Yeah.
Like, they lost to Carolina, who you smoked. So I'm not telling you that's a lock, but
it's
not like you can't play with the Rams or they're playing on another level from you. What's a realistic expectation for this team this year?
I think it's divisional round. I mean, I think, you know, as much as we want to say, hey, they can play with anybody, of course, but they could also lose to any of these top playoff teams. We'll see on home field advantage. They may or may not have that. Like, we don't.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
No, like they might have the buy, they might not. If they have the buy, then obviously you're already in the divisional round, and then you can get greedy and you want more.
So
you can finish with the same record as Denver, lose the tiebreaker, and have to play wild card weekend. And if you have a home game against Houston, Buffalo, Pittsburgh, like let's say Buffalo, that's not like a gimme win,
no.
You know? And like, I would still overall do the whole thing where I'd be like, that's a successful season. You made the playoffs for a 4-win team, blah, blah, blah. But sitting here today, going into the week 13 game, they should be one of the final four teams in the AFC.
So, okay, wow. So you have final four teams in the AFC.
AFC.
That makes more sense.
I would
just tweak what you said. You said at least divisional round. I would just say they should win a game. So if you have the bye,
oh,
I don't want
now you're in the conference championship game.
I don't want you losing at home with the one seed, losing that first game. I would not feel like that is what
but
should happen.
Matchup also really matters.
It does.
Because if the first game is against Mahomes or Allen, that's so much different than like CJ Stroud or the corpse of Aaron Rodgers.
That does matter. Yeah. So,
let's let that play out. You might play Daniel Jones in your first game. Like, all right, you should win that game.
Let's let that play out and let's see how it goes. But I'm not going to crush them for losing to the Chiefs, I don't think. Although we're also at one end of our mouth saying, I'm not going to crush them for losing to the Chiefs. Out the other, we're saying, they're done and they're 6-6 and they're the 10 seed.
Well, I don't know if they're ever really done. Like, I'm waiting for the Undertaker gif for Mahomes. And it's just something about, like, Mahomes in the playoffs. Like, until you actually see it. And I know, like, they lost last year in the Super Bowl.
Right.
Like, until you really see it in that moment, he has some of the same vibes as Brady. Like, no matter what the team looks like in the regular season, if that's who's lining up across from you in the playoffs, like, that's not ideal.
So, I'd like to amend it and say they should win a game. If they have the one seed, I got to see the game. I got to see the matchup. But just generically, I want them winning a game. If you're playing on wild card weekend, you got to win that game. Win a game. I think that's now a realistic expectation for this team. And I'm also at a point where it's not a failure if they don't get the one seed. But I'm going to be pretty disappointed if they don't get the one seed.
Yeah, because I don't think Denver's winning out, right? So you figure how many more losses can the Patriots have realistically and get the one seed?
I think they could lose
two?
The Buffalo and Baltimore game and maybe still get it.
Yeah.
You'd need help. But I think you could maybe still get it.
Because everybody else has four losses besides Denver and the Pats.
I think the Pats are losing one more game. I mean, that's what I think.
Yeah.
They should win tonight. They should beat the Jets and the Dolphins to close out the year. Although, in fairness, both of them are playing better.
They are.
And I think they should split against Baltimore and Buffalo. So take your pick in there. Maybe they lose the Buffalo game and win the Baltimore game.
Yeah,
maybe it's the other way around.
There's one loss in there.
They should lose one more game, and if
they should go 14-3, which is insane,
and have the bye week.
I agree. No, I agree.
I'm not saying it's a failure if they don't get it. It's not a failure, but I'm now at the point where I would be pretty disappointed. I don't think it's a coin flip. I think they have the inside track. They're in the driver's seat. You know, whatever you want to say about it.
Right.
I think they're right there for the one seed, and I now would be pretty disappointed. And my expectation is at least win a game in the playoffs. So that's where we're at now. If we said this in August, I know Tommy Curran feels this way. If we talked about this in August, this would all be gravy.
But we can also change how we feel.
We're not talking about it in August.
No,
it's December 1st.
Yep.
And
we
so
made it.
The realistic expectation now is win a game. And I'm going to be pretty disappointed if they don't get the bye. 617-779-7937. We have a top five Monday for you.
Yeah, this is important.
Top five Giants coming up at
10:45. All time Giants?
All time. Yeah, yes. In the history of the planet. Which actually for this one is... That's quite important.
It's a lot of Giants.
Yeah. Mark is in Medford. Get us started today, Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing?
So I did a couple of comments on a couple of games yesterday. First off, Aaron Rodgers looked every bit of 42 years old. And is this finally the end of the road for Mike Tomlin after, 17 years? They were chanting Fire Tomlin in Pittsburgh last night. And I know Minnesota sucks. They got no quarterback. But really, in this league? You're getting shut out. It's hard to do in this league.
Okay, so let's hit on a bunch of those real quick.
Yeah.
Rough go for our guy KOC.
It is really bad. Yeah,
not good.
What was that thing he had playing for him? Max Brosmer.
He's a UNH guy.
Oh, he is?
Well, he started at UNH.
Oh,
okay. I think he transferred to Minnesota. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That was a tough go. That was a tough look overall. KOC.
The underhand pick that he threw.
Shouldn't
on
have thrown
down,
that.
Which, by the way,
he channeled Will Levis on that one.
He should have ate that ball. You gotta eat that ball. Go down with it.
But that we like Kevin O'Connell. That's a horrible play call. It's a guy in his first start.
Yeah, he did too. He's trying to do too much.
Just if you're gonna go for it on fourth down, I don't care.
You don't like the little flip.
Don't roll the guy out on a play action in his first start. Like that was moronic.
Don't throw it to the other team.
So all right, Minnesota's trash. Whatever.
Yeah, Minnesota's bad.
Bad look for our guy KOC.
Yeah. Pittsburgh, Tomlin. Does Tomlin survive the year? I would say yes.
Well,
I would say no.
The crowd, I don't know if Courtney was chanting this or not. I don't know if the mics picked her up. I would imagine.
Oh, that's right.
She was pro Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
I don't know if she was chanting Fire Tomlin or not.
Yes.
I don't think he survives because I also think they're going to pile up losses down the stretch.
All right, so they go Baltimore, Miami, Detroit, Cleveland, Baltimore.
I'm not even joking. They might lose out. They might lose out.
They're home against Miami. You don't think they can beat the
Dolphins?
Miami's
playing way better. I'm not saying they will.
Yeah.
But, like, could they lose out? That's in play.
I just feel like Steeler coaches have their job for life. He should have been fired 3 years ago.
One or two wins. So they get two wins. That gets him to 8-9. He's gone.
Oh, yeah. He loses his streak?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's possible. I just feel like they've had three coaches in their franchise history. They're just going to keep them.
Jones and Keith playoff predictor.
Oh, Steelers? 0%.
0%.
Yeah, 0%.
Jones and Keith, Mike Tomlin, hot seat predictor.
Tomlin has survived non-playoff seasons.
Yeah, he has not a losing season.
No, he's never had a losing season, although there's a little bit of a semantics on that one, because didn't he go 8-8 one
he
year?
Correct. A non-winning season, but not a losing season.
But, I mean, let's see. They haven't won a playoff game in, 10 years?
Yeah, that sounds right.
And he just keeps his job. They lost in the wild card the last 2 years, missed the playoffs, two wild card losses, two missed playoffs. So, like, a divisional loss after going 13-3. So, like, I don't know. They just like having the same guy. I think he stays.
I think he's gone.
All right.
Johnny's in Brooklyn on the Broncos. Go ahead, Johnny.
Hey. What do you say? Thanks for taking the call.
Yep.
I totally agree. The Patriots should be able to play with everybody. And on last night's game, I wasn't very impressed with the Broncos. But what really bothered me was how many different ways Tirico and Collinsworth or called Mariota's name. Did you guys pick up on that?
So,
I think it was
Mariota.
I definitely caught that.
Okay, my wife went to Oregon, Bragg.
Nice.
And early on in his career, they were pronouncing it the way these guys were saying it last night, like Mariota or whatever Mariota. They were saying. It was like an emphasis on that. Oh. Early on at Oregon, that's how they were saying it.
Interesting.
And now,
it's like a Marchand situation?
Or like a Bijan thing? Like, dude, you don't get to
Alex
decide.
Alex Avila?
You don't get to decide 10 years into your career.
Yeah.
Like Marchand or Mariota.
Yeah.
Bijan was more recent, but it's like you don't get it to all of a sudden change.
Can't do it. It's actually Keefe. is actually how it's pronounced. You guys can make that adjustment.
So I did notice that on the broadcast last night.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. We'll get to the Patriots and the Giants lost in the long weekend. Is some criticism from a Giants pass rusher of Drake May. You're not going to want to miss that. Plus, how big is the gap between the Patriots and the Giants? We'll do that coming up. But on the way next, typically we do this on a Friday. No Friday show last week. Top five all-time Giants on a top five Monday next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.